I more often have it imposed on me as a native writer of what I should be writing.
Vera Starbird has the mic. She's an Anchorage-based playwright and writer who is Tlingit and Dena'ina.
It either needs to completely conform to a dominant society norm, or it needs to be completely what they consider cultural, acceptable, traditional.
In 2016, Perseverance Theater staged her play, Our Voices Will Be Heard. As that play was being developed, she allowed others to compromise her vision.
There's a huge section I feel was just completely lost, because in the end, I got told over and over and over and over again by non-Native audiences that this didn't make sense, or it wasn't quite that way. And I look at it now and I'm like, I lost the most pure part of my heritage in that.
She says the institutions of art and the decision makers are generally white, upper class, often male. These are what she refers to as gatekeepers.
And so we as artists of color, often female, have to navigate that and have to sort of go, well, I know you don't understand my perspective at all, but trust me, it's a story that will relate to an awful lot of people.
Starbird's next story is a play called Devilfish, set to stage in the fall of 2019. She says what happened to her previous play will not happen again.
It's different from Our Voices in that I'm standing much more firmly in what I know is good storytelling practices told from a Tlingit perspective.
Devilfish is inspired by a traditional clan story, set in a backdrop imagining the beginning of the Tlingit people.
It needs to be grounded in Tlingit history, Tlingit culture, Tlingit arts, Tlingit sensibilities, and Tlingit values, much more than it needs to be a Western piece of art, a Western stage piece.
For the gatekeepers listening, Starbird has this request.
I would say just starting with helping us tell our own stories, share the power. This is a pretty strong social justice sort of concept of power. Where does the power lie? Not with people of color right now, not with women of color, certainly. Sharing the power is such a huge one and something that, as people of color, we can't make you do. You just have to do it.
In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.